Hello and welcome to Life to Uncork, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I'm sorry, I'm like doing something else. I totally forgot what I'm doing. I am your host, Patrick Serrato, and my guests today are...
I am Drew... what's my name? Drew Current.
And I am... Sarah Carranza.
Yes, Sarah Carranza is here. Thank you for yes anding my brain melting. I love you guys so much. That is what good improv is, everyone.
We just did really good improv for you.
Welcome. If you wonder why you're laughing.
Like 10 years, what?
Yeah. Even 10 years, it's like riding a bike, dudes.
Sarah Carranza is back again.
That's me.
Yeah. Busy gal. She was in New York. Flew in just for us.
Yes, just for you.
And my nine to five. Thank God. So, as you know, we're recording these ahead of time. They'll be released in December and have a calendar, one every day until Christmas. I think we'll even have one on Christmas. So you're welcome. I can't count.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Tis the season.
Yes. And jumping in today, we are talking about a Lifetime movie. Have you done a Lifetime Christmas one? Usually do you the Christmas
at Pemberley Manor. I did a Lifetime something last time.
Yeah. But you usually do like
it wasn't a horror film though.
No. Mm-mm.
And I want to be here. I'm just putting this out there in your podcast verse. I want to be here for like a murdery murder.
Oh, like film a thing. Like based on a real story.
I want the blood.
Yeah, you'll be.
That's what I call magic of Christmas.
There's plenty of those.
Right. They do have an ad running on Lifetime right now that is like it's a Christmas song, but instead they change it to like murder.
No way.
Like have a holly murder Christmas.
What? No way.
Because they have their other channel where they're putting all the murder movies while Christmas is happening, because they know not everyone likes Christmas.
Right. Yeah. So it's
which is smart.
But
I think it's smart.
You should always mash up your best assets, murder and Christmas.
They're not there yet. They haven't put those
poisoned
two
milk for Santa.
Things together.
Or a killer Santa. I mean, right?
All right. The movie today we are talking about is Radio Christmas. It stars Keisha Knight, Pullum, Michael Xavier, and Nataki Karakara.
I believe you.
I'm adding too many syllables.
Yeah.
Speaking of me mispronouncing things, one of the psycho, do you remember Psycho Stripper, Drew?
Oh, yeah.
So one of the actors, Mark Hapka, he was listening to me pronounce his name terribly wrong and like laughing and like recorded it on Instagram and then like tagged everyone in the movie. So then all the actors were like Insta-storying me butchering their names.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
It's a thing.
Maybe someone will do like a cut of like every.
I love this.
And actors, I'm sorry. It's not you. It's me. I'm illiterate. I can't read.
I'll try it. Nakai Takawira.
Thank you. Oh, and you also were like corrected me, but we're still wrong.
Of course. Of course.
So, you know.
So I'm probably wrong, but that from the spelling, I think it's Nakai Takawira.
There you go. Well, whoever they are, they were great.
That's awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
I think she was the little girl.
Oh, she was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Jumping into the movie, we have Kara Rogers. Okay. Yes. And just so we know, I don't like Keisha Knight Pullum.
I don't like her.
And I didn't want to cover this movie, but I am. Because we only have so many movies we can cover before December 1st.
And it's about like, a podcast. Was she on the Cosby on a podcast?
Show? Exactly. She was on the Cosby cast and she's a Cosby apologist.
Oh, this one.
Yeah. No. So I don't like her for that. But that being said, okay. I'm going to take my bias of her out of the pour it up or put a cork in it. I'm going to judge the movie as it
just
is.
Just chug it up. That's all.
You know?
Just going to chug it.
And it is about a podcast, so it is, topical.
I think that's fair, yeah.
Radio Christmas. You know where this is going, Drew. You know where this is going.
Oh, boy, do I.
So she's a DJ. She plays Christmas music 24/7, right?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
And she's like, our radio station's only successful at Christmas, but we play Christmas music all the time. And this one little girl, we start off like the months are going by, and one little girl keeps like writing and being like, you're
mailing
great.
In.
like, yeah, mailing in like little pictures.
Oh,
and she's no like, emails, literal handwritten.
And yeah, and I'm like, what is this little girl writing all these letters? How does she get the stamps? How does she know what a letter is?
I mean,
she's a little girl.
Hey,
she they don't teach that in school now. They don't even teach cursive anymore.
No. Good.
Good. I don't know how to do
cursive
it either.
Stupid.
At least I know I'll have a job.
There you go. There you go. So there's like 300,000 listeners, which is like about what we have. And and Kara wants to like...
It's just me 300,000 yeah. times.
Right, exactly. She wants to push the listeners forward. She wants to get more listeners, just like we do. We want to get more listeners. Tell your friends. Mm-hmm. And she's like, boss... I think it's a white lady boss.
Sure.
Because
very nondescript.
Yeah, most of the cast is POCs because hey, we're hey on boss. Lifetime.
Okay.
Yeah, so if they aren't a POC, I'll tell you.
Okay.
That's fair.
Just wait
how,
till they go to Bethlehem.
Exactly,
how about that?
Exactly. So she tells her boss, she's like, hey, I have a really good idea about a pod. I want to do a podcast.
And then the boss is like, don't say anything. You're hired.
We'll do it. And she literally says, the podcast is about baristas saving animals.
No.
Yeah. Baristas saving animals. And the boss is like, genius, love it, great.
Stop right there.
Booked.
You fucking got the goods, kid. Right. And she has a cigar in her mouth.
Yeah.
And she's like, all I want to do is mix music with heart and stories.
And coffee drinks.
But she already has a radio station, which has way broader of a reach than a podcast.
Yeah. Well, it's more... But she's like, I guess if she's trying to go more niche like we do.
Sure. You know, baristas saving animals is pretty niche.
That is the nichest.
That's the nichest thing I've ever heard.
I think we should
okay,
do that.
Question
Let's
for
copy this.
Patrick, though. So you see her setup. It's not unlike this a little bit. You know, you got your microphone. She has her laptop in front of her, but there's no walls. She's just in an office with no walls and recording, like, with people just walking by her. Was I making that
oh,
up?
Oh, yeah. Usually in like a TV's depiction of a radio station, like, you know, they're in a sound booth, like Radio 1 downtown. Is that where that is?
Yeah. Where it's like there's a glass
or a series
window.
XM.
Like, or, you know, you're in like a second bedroom of an apartment.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
With some soundproofing. A little bit of something.
Just a little. But yeah, the setup was a little janky. And this is her nice office. And we're going to get to her setup when she goes to this town.
Okay.
Because here's what happens. There is like a fire or something in the studio.
Uh-oh.
And she has to be, DJ Kara has to be relocated to a town in
Pennsylvania
called Bethlehem. Real town.
There is a real
And the
town.
Town people that are from there... We're posting on social media and stuff because I live tweeted this one. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is not how our town is.
Yeah.
This is not the story of our town. They were so mad. They were so angry. And I'm like, whoa, calm down. Because I think she's in Philadelphia, right? The radio station.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's in Philly and she's like, oh, you're from Philly. Go cheesesteaks or whatever the sports team is. I don't know.
It is. It's the Steelers? Philadelphia cheesecakes.
Sure.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles, yeah. She's like, yeah, Eagles. And cheesecake.
Pittsburgh
I mean, cheesesteak.
Never mind.
Steak and cheese.
Cheesesteaks.
Cheesesteaks.
Yep.
That's what it is, right? A Philly cheesesteak?
Oh, yeah. Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty.
I've had one, actually. It's pretty good. So she goes to the North Star Inn. It's in Bethlehem. North Star Inn. You get it?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, and everything in the town is like that. It's like manger
diner.
Exactly.
The manger diner.
The Camel's Hay Inn.
Totally, totally. Everything is like labeled like that. Maybe that's why Bethlehem was so mad. They're like, we don't have Jesus juices, okay? We don't have that. That is disrespectful to Jesus.
We don't have Jesus juices.
So
I could just see the ad campaign for that.
It's all cold pressed juices and it's a big Jesus out front. Like a floppy Jesus, you know, those like floppy
things.
And his
slogan is do unto others.
Yeah. Exactly.
And just it stops there.
Yep.
It doesn't continue with the rest of the slogan.
Nope. So
do unto others.
That's all. So the North Star Inn has a woman, a white woman. I told you I'd tell you. Her name's Mary Lou. Mm-hmm. And interesting fact about her, she has a scarf wrapped around her, very luxurious. And I was like, whoa, oh. I've never seen anyone wear a scarf so luxuriously. Turns out she's an actress from the 40s. In the movie.
Okay.
She had like a very flash in the pan, you know, couple years in Hollywood. She like danced with Fred Astaire or something. I mean, there's no way that this woman is old enough to have done the things she was saying. But apparently she was famous for a short time. Yeah. I don't know if that comes back, but I thought it was interesting.
They mention it later in the movie where I'm just like, okay, that happened.
Yeah.
Just didn't pay attention.
Nothing on the plot, but I was like, what an interesting detail. Thanks for giving that lady some backstory.
Here's a fun fact about that actress.
Yes.
She was Doogie Howser's mom in Doogie Howser, M.D.
Wow.
So she must have been a pretty big deal back in the 80s.
I mean, there's a lot of 80s movies. She's...
And then
she was
retired.
In a Muppet 80s movie.
Oh, I probably love her then.
Called Hey Cinderella. She was Cinderella.
Oh, I definitely have seen that for sure.
Hey Cinderella?
Cinderella. And that's what they say. Hey Cinderella. And she's like, yes.
Yes.
And the ball is about to be over. You better get out of here. Hey Cinderella.
I think this is a whole new podcast. I think you should just explain to me your 80s movies.
Yeah. I don't really remember that. I made that up. If you didn't know, I make up a lot of things on this podcast.
Which makes it even better.
There you go.
You don't know what's true, what's not. Keeping you on your toes. Wham, wham, wham.
Woo!
Okay, so there's a mysterious benefactor in town. Do you want to get into this benefactor business? Who's like, I guess he
Secret
or
Santa.
She... Yes, it's a Secret Santa, and they've saved the town by donating so much money to the programs. And
because they were going bankrupt, they were closing down their social services, that nothing was going to happen, everyone was going to move out of town, and then this guy just, or a person, or it, I don't know,
we don't know.
Gives like some so much money that they can survive for over 100 years.
Over 100 years.
A whole city?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The town of Bethlehem could survive on 100 years on this donation from the Secret Santa.
It was frankincense and myrrh.
So it's Warren Buffett?
Sure.
Cool. So Warren Buffett came in and just like, here you go.
It's now going to be called Margaritaville.
Here you go.
That's Jimmy Buffett.
Not Jimmy Buffett.
That's Jimmy Buffett. Hey.
Well, it was Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, and his brother.
And his brother, Warren Buffett.
Total fact. Total fact. Look it up. So... There's another.
Hey Warren. Hey Jimmy.
There's another DJ in town. His name's Scott, and he knows everybody in town. And his recording studio is in like the library of the town or something. And it's like, honestly, truly, like a laptop on a table.
You know what? Don't knock it, because I know a few historical societies here. That's literally just like an old computer.
Yeah.
Which is great, but that's how he's recording his radio station.
Does it keep getting
And he's not looking at, he's not on a microphone. He's just talking to the laptop. He's like, hi, welcome to the radio station. I'm, what is his name? Scott.
Whatever. I don't remember his name. I just thought he was pretty.
DJ Scott. Okay, so you see that sound quality difference there, listeners? That's what would happen if you just yelled at a laptop.
And that's just turning your head to the right. And then you come.
Yep. Okay. So,
and he was giving horrible law advice, by the way.
Yes. And DJ Kara, he like learns that DJ Kara is coming in town because his producer tells him, who's also white. And he is like, hey, she's coming. And he's like, we don't need her. We have me.
Mm-hmm. We have real radio, not digital.
Right. He doesn't really.
It's all.
I don't know. He records it on like those tapes. Like
reel-to-reel
tapes. So we have our meet cute that happens. DJ Scott loses his keys in a Christmas tree.
Yes.
Which is original. I've never seen that before.
Loses his car keys?
In a tree.
In a Christmas tree.
Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
Not the weirdest places I've lost my keys.
And she helps him like find them, and they're like having like a little talk, and then he's like, I gotta go pick up my kid from hockey practice.
Yep.
She's like, okay, we'll have fun with that. She's like, I'm going to go eat this apple pie because I'm in a small town and you eat apple pie for dinner.
That's what you do.
Yes. Abraham's apple pie, by the way. So she's on her
three
first.
Three wise pies.
Yes. Three wise pies. Great. She's on her way to the first day of the radio station, and She like wants to play Christmas music, but she also wants to do investigative reporting. You know, she wants to have it all.
Yes. Yes, she does. I don't know what you're supposed to investigative report on a Christmas story. Right.
A murder.
Yes.
I'll put an echo in that.
Well, but I she has an idea because she heard about the Secret Santa. And she's like, I want to investigate who that is. And so I'll play Christmas music and then I'll play segments where I investigate who that could be.
Oh, okay.
And
it's Jimmy Buffett.
The Jimmy Buffett guy's like, sounds great. Sounds great. And she tries to get DJ Scott on her show because he knows a lot about the town and he's like kind of telling her the history of the town. She's like, I got to get you on. You got to get on. He's like, I don't want to. I don't like big radio monetizing everything. And I just want to do my own thing and not be involved in your thing.
Kind of okay. Like Brink. He wants to be a soul reporter, like a soul radio star instead of like a corporate.
Yeah, man. Just like us, no?
No, right? we'll take.
Oh, we'll take all the money.
Give us the money.
Out, son.
Yes. So the little girl shows up, his little hockey player, she shows up, and she is the girl who is writing the letters to DJ Kira in the beginning.
And she's like, that's the daddy she wants to set up.
Yeah, because she kind of did like a... What is that? Like, Sleepless in Seattle totally, situation? Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of like that. Yes. But we didn't lean into that as hard as I thought we were going to, thankfully, because I was like, I don't want to see Sleepless in Seattle on Lifetime. I want to see Sleepless in Seattle in Seattle. Okay. But she's like, oh my gosh, you're here, the little girl. I'm so inspired by you. And she's like, me? I'm just a little girl. You know? So we find out that her mom, the little girl's mom, is in Hong Kong. Okay. And she lives there. They're separated. DJ Scott and the Hong Kong mom are not together.
But that sounds like a healthy relationship. Yeah. Your mom's they remarried.
Split time with the kid.
There's no bad talking.
No one's dead.
Which I thought was quite amazing.
Doesn't happen very often. So they're like at a store or something. And DJ Kara sees DJ Scott. And she's like, help him pick out a present for his daughter. Because she's like, I know kids. Let me help you here.
Why does she know kids?
I don't know.
Okay.
No clue.
And she's never mentioned a kid before in her life. But, you know.
Okay.
She just knows.
And then she asks him point blank. She's like, why are you being so rude to me about me coming to this town? Why are you being rude to me? I'm just here. I have no choice. My station burned down. And like, you know, also,
and this is the closest place they could find.
Exactly.
It's the only place, because she even complained she couldn't stay in Philadelphia. And they're like, sorry, Bethlehem will work.
There's no other little just like room that you can plug in. OK.
But then after he doesn't really respond, she's like, so also I have a podcast that's called Holiday for Heroes, and I'd love for you to be on it if you're not mad at me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Can we just like... can we just talk about how the thing that she decides to get for his daughter is bejeweled stuff so that she can decorate her hockey skates with gems?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, that would be so illegal on hockey. It's not hockey regulation to have gems on your skates. What if they fall off?
I don't know if that's true.
It is true. Believe me. If figure skaters can't do it.
Exactly. Maybe in the NFL or NHL. The NHL, maybe. But yeah. Like little kid hockey, let them bejewel it. Let them bejewel it, guys. That's what I'd say. Let them bejewel their shit.
That can be your new campaign slogan.
I'm really passionate about this.
So he's like so touched by her idea for this present and everything. They get together and decorate a Christmas tree at the radio station.
Because she just buys a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that they need to do is put lights on it.
Yep. They all decorate together and they're celebrating. And she talks about the Christmas pickle. We haven't had a Christmas pickle in a while. you put a pickle ornament on, hide it in the tree, and then the kid has to find it.
Which I also never heard
that
of.
That old hen.
Until my husband from Michigan was like, you don't do a pickle in the tree? And I'm like, no, I'm Mexican. What is that? Like,
what is that? Yeah, that's true. You're like, that sounds terrible. Yeah. But no, it is a thing. I've definitely heard of it before.
Okay.
Yeah, they sell them at the dollar store now, too.
I've never heard of that.
And DJ Kara is like a military brat, so she's traveled around the world, so that's how she knows all these traditions.
So she knows what
she learned
doing.
It in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another thing they do after decorating is they have the little girl record a radio clip, and I brought the clip for you today.
Oh, okay.
So you can see their setup.
Good.
Again, it's one of those scary clips, so don't get scared, Drew. But for the listeners, it'll be fine.
Okay, so what you're going to do, you're just going to talk really clear into the computer, and I'm going to record you. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to say?
I'm not sure.
Okay, how about you say your name, where you're from, and you're listening to Radio Christmas.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good? Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Andy Chapman from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and you're listening to Radio Christmas.
That was perfect.
That sounded just like Patrick.
It did.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's
so
exactly how you would say it.
You see what I mean?
Like, Radio Christmas.
She's putting headphones on for no reason.
No
reason. And then she's talking at the laptop.
There's no mic.
No mic.
There's no mic.
Isn't that wild?
I mean, the mic
it's
on the...
Radio Christmas.
The mic on the... Look, the mics on laptops are...
Terrible.
Insufficient, I should say.
Yeah. So
1 out of 4 stars for Radio Christmas.
1 out of 4 stars for Radio Christmas.
But they did say the title of the movie, Radio Christmas. So I also wanted you to hear that
yeah.
as well.
Okay, good.
So DJ Kara goes to the hockey game to see the little girl play, and she sees Scott's dad. Scott's dad is played by Tim Reed, who is from Sister Sister. He was the...
That's where he's from!
Yes. Great actor. And he's like, I've never seen my son so happy. Whatever you're doing, keep it up. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And she's like, no, it's not like that.
Oh, he was from the original It.
Oh, yeah.
He was Mike from original
well,
It.
Well, you know I never saw any It's because it's too scary.
It's very scary. You would not...
It's like, amazing.
You would not be able to handle it. You would not be able to handle it. Do not watch those.
Yes. So after the game...
I cannot attest to that statement. I think that Patrick should get scared.
No. After the game...
No, I'm here to protect him. Do not listen to him.
Thank you. Thank you. The little girl is like not coming out of the locker room, and DJ Kara goes in, and she's like, little girl, why aren't you coming out? And she's like, I tore my shirt and I can't change into my hockey clothes. I'm such an idiot. What?
That's exactly how she said it too.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I'm such a fucking idiot.
And DJ Kara's like, I know what we'll do. And then she comes out of the locker room wearing the jersey, and the little girl's wearing her outfit. They swapped outfits.
Genius.
And it's a little girl in a grown woman. So I just want to say, like, the jersey that DJ Kara is wearing is, like, big on her. There's no way it would be a child's jersey.
Hockey pads.
Sure, the pads. Okay.
It kind of...
Okay, the pads. But I was like, that was your first idea?
Oh.
Swap clothes with a child? I would have never thought of that.
Okay.
As long as she didn't watch, you know, she's,
true,
she's
true.
Safe.
Right. So, I mean, also, yeah, this is a person that she just met. So I'd be like, why are you in here? Leave me alone,
actually,
you strange
the dad
lady.
Should ask those questions.
Exactly. Where's the parental supervision here?
But she's like, but she's also like, she's a fan, though. She's
true.
A fan of her.
True,
so
true, true.
She's cool with it.
That's how Michael Jackson got his kids.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we went there. But, you know, Cosby, though.
But Cosby. Remember Cosby?
Remember, he's bad, too.
Remember, he's a serial rapist. Great.
So, DJ Scott.
Merry Christmas.
Right.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
DJ, that's why we don't cover these movies with this Keisha Knight Plum, okay?
All right.
DJ Scott and DJ Kara have dinner, and they're getting to know each other a little better, and none of this matters. So DJ Scott finally comes on the podcast, and he is, you know, they're recording around a laptop again.
Nice low light.
Yes, very, very
no mics.
Nice. No mics, no headphones this time, nothing.
Good
because
boy.
He's really talking about some like deep, meaningful stuff. And he admits that he is a Secret Santa, and he inherited, yes, the DJ Scott
okay.
inherited a bunch of money from the business his dad sold or something.
No, so it was his dad's business with his mom, and they ended up never expecting this business to have like multiple branches up and down the East Coast. And then he inherited it when his dad died, or not, his mom died, his dad retired, and then he was like, I don't want all this. So he sold it and then gave all that money to
Hell yeah, get it. Get it.
Right.
And he's good looking too. So he's like,
oh yeah, he's a good catch for sure. Even without all his money, and you'd have to live in the town of Bethlehem, which I'm sure is great forever, you know, because it's the town he paid 100 years for.
Yeah, so live there for
that's
at least
where
you're.
Yeah. Family will be living for 100 years. But he tells her all this as
off the record.
And she thought she turned off the, she thought she pressed the space bar on the laptop to stop it, but she didn't. She didn't stop it from recording. So all of it's recorded. Okay.
And he even dissed his dad on this thing, being like, I don't think my dad liked my decision. And you can tell.
And you can tell. Because he's an asshole piece of shit.
And they almost kiss, you know, after he opens up and everything. And she's like, I'm so touched that you would open up to me. Mm-hmm. And but the phone rings or something, you know?
Right.
So.
Taco block.
Her boss calls her like the next day or something. And she's like, I got. All right. I'm moving past that.
I know. I can't.
All right.
Okay, now I'm
good. Okay. One, two, three. Okay. So her boss is like, oh my God, my voice is so tired from singing all weekend. Okay. Sorry. The boss is like, I got your email with the sound bite. Secret Santa sounds great. I'm releasing it tomorrow. And she's like, what? What email? What sound clip? And it's like, I don't even know how that happened, that she got that. But she's going to release it. But DJ Kara is like, just give me some time to like ask for permission.
Oh, it was in the dailies, I think.
Sure.
She forgot to take it out of the dailies.
Oh, the dailies that you have in radio.
Sure. Yep.
We do that.
So she goes to DJ Scott and she's like, I'm sorry this happened. You know, would you mind? Like, you don't have to. And he's like, you want me to, I can tell. But I said it was off the record. Don't release it. And she's like, okay.
That was the most grown-up conversation ever.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't a fight. Oh,
no, okay. Not at all. It was talking just this regularly.
I was like, I can tell you want to do it, but I told you that I don't want to, and I stand by that.
And she's like, Okay. I'm going to talk to my boss.
She's like, I pinky promise I won't release it. I'm going to talk to my boss. It's going to be great. Calls her boss, leaves a voicemail. Big mistake. Never leave a voicemail. It's something you need to confirm.
You leave a voicemail, a text message, an email, a snail mail, all of that.
You do everything.
You write a letter, Morse code.
And even then, I'd call back.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know? But a snowstorm happens, and everyone in town gets like snowed in or whatever.
Snowstorm Megan?
Always a snowstorm Megan. Always. For some reason, in all these movies, this past year, it's been snowstorm Megan in multiple movies.
So it's in the same universe.
Yeah.
So I'm not crazy because that also happened in the next movie that I'm going to be a part of. Yes,
it does. And it happened in a couple that I watched today as well.
Cool.
So they just hate people named Megan.
I was thinking it might have been the CBD gummies, so I wasn't right? sure.
There you go. But everyone in the town gets their shovels and shovels because there's a big Christmas festival happening, and that just shows the town's spirit.
They're like, fuck this, Megan. Fuck Megan.
And DJ Scott was like, I'm canceling it, but then the miracle of the town coming together.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
That's Christmas for you right there.
Okay, we need to finish this up. I'm like trying to like read my notes here. I have no idea. So,
While they're at the festival, the episode airs announcing him as Secret Santa.
Right. And the whole town's like, what? And he's like, you promised you wouldn't tell. And she's like, I didn't. I don't know what happened. And
I left a voicemail.
Right. And then, Drew, they have a DJ scratch-off battle. They're like, squish, 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 squish.
Welcome to Radio Christmas.
Yeah.
Squish, squish, squish.
Now for BBC One.
Okay, they don't have a DJ battle, but wouldn't it be great if they did?
It would be the best. Automatic pour-up if there's a scratch DJ battle. Automatic pour-up.
So it turns out that, you know, it was the little girl who sent the clip.
Because she learned how to do it in one day.
She learned it on that clip that you saw.
Okay.
So she sent it in.
Because everyone should know her daddy is awesome.
Right. And she wanted everyone to know. And they're like, oh, little girl, how could you do this?
Oh, the little girl did it.
But they like make up, you know, mm-hmm. like apologize. Like, I'm sorry I out DJ'd you with that record that scratch
sweet,
off.
That fucking that drop sweet was... ass drop. Just kidding.
And he's like, I want to tell you all my secrets. Like, I want to be with you forever. And you can move to the town and, you know. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, great.
Great.
So they kiss and the camera pans out and all the townspeople are walking around them in like two lines.
And then it's like
they're like, the townspeople are walking like this.
And then the angelic lyrics come in.
Yes. Okay. I think that wraps up our conversation about Radio Christmas. So on the packets, we either pour it up or put a cork in it. We'll start with Sarah Kronza. What are you going to do to this movie?
I think I'm going to pour it up because I had so much fun talking about it.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I can't remember the majority of the movie until we talked about it. So,
me neither.
Drew, Patrick, thank you. You made me pour it up.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to also pour it up because of the for the same reason.
Yeah.
For that and for the sweet scratch battle.
The record scratch battle.
Didn't happen, but in my mind it did, so that's enough to pour it up.
Right? So, you know, this one didn't depict podcasts correctly and did it very wrong and did a lot of things wrong apparently. It didn't depict the town of Bethlehem correctly. Uh-huh. It cast, you know, a Cosby apologist in the protagonist role.
Very bad.
But for some reason, I still kind of liked it. So I was like, fuck me, I guess I'm pouring it up for this movie. So pour it up, I guess. I don't know why. I think the leading guy was just like very attractive.
He was
so
charming.
He was very charming. And then the little girl was just adorable. Yeah. And like, you know, she fucked it all up and I wasn't even mad at her for it.
No.
Usually, she had altruistic reasons though. She was like,
exactly.
This is for the good of the people.
Usually I'm mad at the kids.
Yeah. You.
And I'm like, I hate this child. But this one I was like, oh, she ruined her dad's secret and told everyone in the world. Whatever.
Whatever.
It happens.
There it is. There it is. That happened.
Oh, boy. Okay. So let's do No, my thing's loading now. Okay.
just say it slow.
Let's
do
I swear this was up.
I think right now is actually time for Drew's EDM corner. Music.
Okay. Here we go. What you say, Candace Cameron Bure, the segment where we watch Candace's Instagram and we talk about it. All right. I don't know what any of these are. At this point, I'm just recording them as fast as possible because, you know, we are recording a lot of episodes at once and I'm running out of Candace content.
Yeah.
So we will see.
I didn't know that was possible.
It's true. Here we go.
Nice job, Levy.
Thank you. Give me a bowl now.
Little popcorn treat while we watch golf.
Huh.
Or a movie.
Go do a movie.
She wants to watch a movie.
That's all done. No.
So they're making popcorn in a pan.
Freshly made popcorn.
I'd do that.
You can just take that part.
Nicely done.
But the thing is, it's a Candace. It's a Candace Cameron Bure pan. She has her own line of cooking ware.
Wait, does she really?
Yeah.
Since when?
It was a plug for her pan.
That she didn't even mention her pan?
She didn't even mention. So, you know, well, he did, her son, who was.
Oh, is that what
he
said?
Yeah, he was like, in a Candace pan.
Oh, he said, in a Candace pan. Just trying to be all
Yeah, he's trying
you
to do
You don't burn your popcorn in a Candace pan.
Well, and Gordon he Ramsay. Didn't. I thought he had made wonderful popcorn. It looks delicious. Not it, one kernel in that popcorn.
Yeah, it looked like it was fine.
How did?
Good job.
So you make Gordon popcorn Ramsay. In a pan?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. You put some oil in there, and then you put a top on, and that's it.
Yeah, boom, boom.
I've only ever made popcorn in the microwave. Maybe an air popper. I think I had an air popper once.
It's the same concept.
Yeah, you just heat the shit up. Mm-hmm. You just got to heat it the fuckers up, and they pop out.
Where do you get the kernels?
You buy the kernels at the store. You
buy the kernels at the store, dude.
Oh.
Dude, you can buy
It's way popcorn. Cheaper that way, too.
Huh. I mean, I love popcorn.
I'll have to have you over for some of our
I need
popcorn.
A lesson. This seems like something that I need help with. I don't want to.
It might be.
I might need a Candace pan, and I might
but I
need.
I thought you cook, Patrick.
I do, but I don't cook popcorn. Yet. I cook, pasta.
Yeah, pasta.
You know? Something like that.
Yeah, don't get me doing pasta. I'll do popcorn.
I feel like she wanted to watch a movie.
Yeah.
But her son wanted to watch golf. She's like, we go golf. She looks at the camera. She's like, or like a movie.
The best.
I don't blame her, though.
I'm like, yeah,
golf
no.
is boring. Yeah. Sorry, golfers.
You're
but...
the mom. You tell. No, we're watching a movie, dude.
She just wants to have QT with her. QT. you know, she's got to have that quality time with her kids.
Got that quality time with her kids. And if
Isn't
they
that
wanna
the
watch,
one that she was like petting?
No, that's Max.
Okay.
Lev is the one who's a preacher.
Got it.
Yeah.
And who's that one?
That was Lev in the video.
Okay. That's
Ew, it's weird. I know her kids.
You know her kids, man.
But they seem pretty well adjusted. I'll give them that.
Hey, I mean, they're not in college scandals.
And
so.
they're not in college scandals, and they're not trying to be like famous people. You know, they're just doing what they want
to
do.
Like he's trying to be like, well, he might be trying to be like a Gordon Ramsay.
I think you're right.
From that pot work that
I
he
mean,
was doing with his hand.
That popcorn looked delicious. So
it did look good.
If he opened a popcorn stand, I'd go.
I'd go to it.
All right.
Okay. I'll have to taste patron. It. To,
right.
To
That's
judge.
True. That's true. Okay. Pluggy time. Anything you like to plug on the podcast?
There's just so much.
Of course.
So I work with the Chicago Latino Theater Alliance. If you're in Mexico City, December 3rd and 5th, and this is probably going to come out after that. I hope I saw you there. yeah. I'm also directing a one-man show, which is totally not Christmassy, but it's called Another Madea. So one man talks about killing his kids.
Yeah.
Whoa, does he have snake hair?
Oh, okay.
Ooh, I
That's
could try
Medusa.
To work that in there somewhere.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah.
Well, you know, I could have
you
like,
know what, Drew?
just
on
for
this
Patrick
podcast.
That one night.
The one night to seven.
Right. Madea.
Medea, so, yeah. different than Medusa. Yeah.
Got it.
So look me up. At SC Karans, and I'll be posting shit on there.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hell
Drew,
yeah.
How about you?
You can find me and Drew But With Pants on Instagram and listen to my band, The Limbos. We're on all the things that you listen to music on.
Yay. All right. Thank
There's
you
a band called.
Here.
Let me. I got to do this. There's a band. real quick.
Uh oh.
There is a band. They started after we started, so it's just a coincidence. But there's a band from, I believe, Spain.
Ooh,
they're called
España.
The Limbos with two O's. That's not us, but they are fucking awesome, too. So,
Hola, Drew, ¿cómo estás?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we could get a show in Spain.
Yeah, well...
The Limbos, and then
There's
me.
A lot of people that accidentally listen to us. In Spain, we have a huge Spanish. They listen to them. They're like, "Oh, actually,
right. like,
this
oh,
is
I
not
like
the
this.
Band I was looking for." But I okay, I like
that's
this.
Awesome.
That's
I know
great.
It's funny that
that's so funny because
they're way bigger than we are. So.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I can't wait for Luft I Am Uncorked to really kick off and where do you talk weird?
That podcast is
Sweden?
Doing real well.
Luft I Am Uncorked.
It's doing real well in Sweden.
All right. Thank you both for being here. Thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime. Of course, we watch these movies. You don't have to, but if you do, we'd love to hear from you. You can follow me at Patrick Pigo and the podcast at Lifetime on Court. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay,